power through His Spirit.
But He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about My weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. 2 Corinthians 12:9.
I bless you to believe that this is really true. God's power is really made perfect in any weakness. I have experienced this myself in my own weaknesses. I have had the weakness of feeling abandoned. I have had the weakness of feeling condemned. I've had the weakness of feeling shame. And I have learned a very valuable lesson. God wants my weaknesses. He does not want me to try and hide those weaknesses, not to try and fix them, not to try and run from them, but to simply hand them over to Him so that I can experience His power. And I did. I bless you to experience God's power in your weakness. In order for Christ's power to rest on your weakness, you need to claim your weakness as belonging to you. You cannot give away what does not belong to you. Then you are ready to invite the power of Jesus into that place.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory. Ephesians 3:20.
Yes, your Heavenly Father, through Jesus, is able to deal with your weakness. He's able to do what you will never be able to do by trying to get rid of it yourself. Your Father wants you to give up trying and give Him a chance. May I pray with you? Father, I am ready to give up my weaknesses. I admit that nothing I do can get rid of them. I have tried to hide them, fix them, run from them. Nothing works. I acknowledge that these weaknesses are mine. I own them. I long to be free from them. I now give them to you and lay them down by the feet of Jesus to experience your power at work within me. May your power be made perfect in my weakness. Amen. I bless you now to imagine what you would like to happen with these weaknesses. Believe that whatever you imagined, your Father will do immeasurably more if you leave it by the feet of Jesus. I bless you.